towards the end of the game, but pretty gutsy effort and like a lot of character shown, what not only by Tavon Grant, but by those five skaters on the ice to hold on to that 2-1 lead first and foremost.
Well, I thought we played really well for about 59 minutes and 50 seconds. Kind of went Braden dead at the end there, but, you know, with the young guys that we have on the ice and, you know, the defensemen, the way, you know, things like that are going to happen. And, you know, thank God Tavon was fantastic again.
That's back-to-back games. He's been very good. You go back to Saturday in Red Deer where you stop 34 of 35, stops 32 of 33 tonight, another star for him. We were talking about on the broadcast, right away he looked very comfortable in that first period, just the way he was moving around and carrying himself in goal. You knew, like, he looked like he was going to be on his game. You kind of had that feeling right off the get-go with him.
Well, he's really matured. He's a guy that works and works and works throughout practice. You know, with Sean Murray now, it's a daily thing for him, and quite frankly, he just wants to get better, and he is, because he's putting the work in. It's a great learning lesson for, you know, him being a veteran with, you know, Gauthier and Delora being underneath him there for age-wise, that, you know, he's really showing the way and what it takes that, you know, if you do work that hard every day, that usually good things happen.
On the road now, four wins, just one regulation loss and a couple points from overtime and shootouts. Keep on getting points on the road, and this is that prototypical road effort, real hard-nosed hockey tonight. Not obviously the flashy hockey, but this is probably what you wanted to see from your club. You talked about the effort from the first and third period for the most part, really frustrating those high-powered Vancouver offensive weapons.
Yeah, I thought we played really well. Again, it's, you know, with these division games on the road that you've got to find a way to get points, and, you know, we just keep rolling. It's one of those things we're just going to knock on wood, but again, with the young kids, the way they're playing, you know, every day it's, you know, it's getting easier for me to roll those four lines with the likes of, you know, Max Kriske and Liam Ryan, and, you know, it just goes on and on. You know, I thought Michael Chuck was really good today, and then, you know, a pleasant surprise, I thought the Mosher kid was great.
Yeah, Matt Mosher. Sure, let's maybe just jump to him right now. You had him on a line with Josh Mazur and Ethan O'Rourke, and they played some heavy shifts for you. They were good in the offensive zone. Mosher had some looks on net as well. Looks like he fits right into that Prince George identity.
Well, he's a great kid. You know, we'd have a calling card system is what we call, and, you know, his thing is to do anything for this team to win, which from a coach's standpoint is fantastic. But, you know, he's fit into our group really well for the short time that he's been here, and, you know, he's that guy that's just going to dump pucks, and he's going to go chase it down, and he's going to be physical, and he's going to irritate the other team's top players. And, again, I thought he was fantastic tonight.
You talk about young players. You know, Ryan Schottler continued to take a step forward. I thought Jack Sander played a really good hockey game tonight. Jonas Harkins, really physical with Cole Mulberg. Those young defensemen, again, continue that maturation process, but that was, a big step in the right direction for that young group on the back end tonight.
Well, they're very skilled. Give Vancouver credit with the likes of, you know, Morrison, Holm, you know, Benson being back, Ronning, Semchuk. It's, you know, I thought our young group did a fantastic job. They were physical when they had to, you know, kept the shots to the outside. And, you know, again, regardless of what goes on, we know with our three goalies that if they see the puck, they're going to stop it. So, you know, very pleased. And, you know, the minutes these guys are getting now with the absence of Josh Anderson, it's just a matter of time when he gets back that these guys just mature from these extra minutes that they are getting.
You look at the back end with Ryan Schottler and Dennis Cholowski scoring, the defensemen really putting their fingerprints on this game. What'd you like, though, defensively from this group? What in particular stood out for you to keep Vancouver at bay for 55 minutes tonight?
Well, the defense did a really good job down low in the corners, and then with our wingers, with the positions that we play, one in front of our net and the other guy out high, that, you know, at times it's frustrating because you don't get the offense that you're really used to on a breakout. But, you know, again, we know what we have to do with the team that we have, and, you know, the team that's Todd's assembled here, that, you know, we're a hardworking club, and when we work hard and play within our system, that we're pretty good.
Yeah, it kind of leads me to the last point. I was actually texting someone within the league today, and he said, you know, how is this team doing? I said, it's funny, when they know what they are, they can be at the best with anybody in this league. I don't want to say it's identity crisis, but you think this is a team finding its identity right now, and tonight, knowing, like you mentioned, it's a team that's not going to be flashy, but a team that's going to bring their work boots every night.
Well, our MO is hard work, and, you know, starting with myself to Steve to Sean Chambers, and then, you know, to Sean Murray, our goaltending coach, to, you know, our staff with Chico and, you know, Craig, that, you know, we come to work every day knowing that if we put the time in, again, just like Tavon's doing, like our younger guys are doing, you know, our skill development with Nick down there, that everybody's doing that little extra, and it seems to be paying off for us.
It's only fitting that tomorrow night's a second-place showdown now with the Kelowna Rockets. They holding on to win in overtime against Tri-City at home. this is a big matchup. Billed as a big one. Lived up to expectation, I thought. And then tomorrow, it's the same thing. More of the same you want tomorrow night, and another good test for this young group going forward.
Yeah, they're a good hockey team. So, you know, going in there, our ultimate goal is to get 2 points. And, you know, we have a little bit of a travel here, but we're going to hurry up and get out of here. And, you know, again, going to go in there, and our MO is going to be hard work. And, you know, again, if we can get 4 points out of these two games, we're very pleased.
Well, congrats, Richard, on the win. The road team does it again and continues to roll away from the CN Center. And thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Richard.